meet his friends. She should be a special from Marius or Asi Sheikhiu. So Moshe to Pesh Dimaris or Moshe Mordechai, Lunish is Marius Esther Basu Shmuel. So Snechagita Bas Marius Rachel Esther. Rachasam Hosea Hoy Techel at Sarah. Kedushin, Vov Omid Beis, Sugi of Makadish Bemilve, based on the Torah of Agoin Rabbi Abba Berman's itself. Amar Abaye Makadish Bemilve Eina Mekudeshes. Abaye says that if one is Makadish and Isha with a debt, she's not Mekudeshes. Rashi explains the Kicha Mestea from Gamarina. We learn Kicha from Mestea from the Yavmid Bishas Kedushin. He gives her something at the time of Kedushin. It's Lahotza. So it's gone. Once he gave it to her, it's gone. Bekfarin Shalah, the money's already hers. So she owes him other money. So what's he giving her? Nothing. So from the fact that Rashi had to come on to the reason of Kicha Mestea Ephron, it's Masha that if Emes there is Kesef. Just we learn from the Pasuk of Stay Ephron that it's not effective. Rambam says, El Rasishus 5:13, Mechira 7:4, even though Makadish Bemilvein of Kudeshis, we've had a number of Shirim on this in the past, I believe. Nevertheless, Bemechira Soda Bekesef Mahanya. Makadish Bemilvein is not Kudeshis. But selling a field with a milve, that does work. So if money is owed, by the seller, and then this money is forgiven, so if money is owed by the seller and the money is forgiven, the buyer can buy the field and he's moichel the money of the seller. So there is a mechiras sadeh. But there isn't Kiddushin. So you see that there is Kesef here. There is Kesef to make a Chalos Mechira. And that it doesn't work by Kiddushin is because we require Dover Kayim Lehanesbo. We require something that's right here to be Nene from. And by Milve, it was already spent. Avra Hana Osa, like the Rambam writes, Ishus 5:13. And like the Avnei Miluim explains, Ayin Sham Barichus. So you see from Shitas HaRashi VeRambam, that b'mechilas milve, it's considered nesinas kesef. The fact that it doesn't work by kedushin is because, as Rashi says, it's not like stay Ephron. Or, as the Rambam holds, there's not a dover kayim lehonosbo, as the Avnei Miluim understands it. And explains at length. The lashon of the Rambam is in Bnei Shamivlo Itzon Nitna, ve'ein kan shum dovol kayim lehonos bo me'ata shekvar utzio sodiner ve'avra hanaasei. So you could see there in the Avnei Miluim what he does with this akoponim. It's in Siman Chof Chesiv Kotan Tezayin. But there is kesef kedushin. But the problem is that either it's not like stay Ephron, where he's Yoiv Midi B'Shas Kedushin, or because where he gives something at the time Kedushin, or that we require Dover Kaim Lehonazbo. However, the Raivid Mechira 7:4 argues, and he holds that by Mechira and Kedushin it's the same din, and Mechila Smilba doesn't work. So he holds that Mechila Smilba is not considered Nesinas Kesef. So writes the Ritva and other Rishonim and our Sugya, the Ramaslam Rabaye, Amakaj Milvenim Kudeshes, the Tzin Smilba Letzon Nitna, Ein Kan Bame Lehiskadesh. That's it. There's nothing to be miskadish with because there is no, it's not considered kesef b'chla. It's not considered kesef b'chla. Lo choshiv nesinas kesef. According to the Rambam and Rashi, it's nesinas kesef. It's just no good for other reasons. Either the lo dam the staff or that we require davar akayim, something that exists lehonos bo. But lefi the raivid, it is not even giving her money. Not giving her anything. It's not considered nesinas kesef. So what's the shoresh hamachlokes? So it would appear as follows. Rambam, Hilchos Toyin V'Nitan 3:14. writes, Manali Yatzlcha Halva Loidvar Me'olam Lo Visimimcha Aval Chamishim Din Rem Yeshli Biyeshlcha Biyodi Pikadam Omishum Nezek V'Chayoytze Boy Hoyru Raboy Sai Shizem Meidem Mikzas V'Yisha V'Sharetano Shuchayev Lo Imeya V'Hoyru Shuchayev Chamishim Umali Neschayev Lo Imishum Halva Oy Mishum Pikadon Oy Mishum Nezek V'Lezeh Daiti Noite. So Reuven comes up to Shimon and he says, listen, I lent you $100. And Shimon says, didn't borrow a dollar from you, but the $50 that I have of yours that are a pikadon, or another type of debt that I owe you. So my teachers taught, says the Rambam, that this is considered moide b'miktsas v'yishava. And he has to take a shvuas moide b'miktsas, this person, this Shimon. Because self called self, he was moide to part of the claim. Claim is he owed me $100, and he's admitting 50, even though he's not admitting because of the halva, but he's admitting 50. So memela, he has to take a shvuas moide b'miktsas. That's Shitas HaRambam. However, the Ravid is Masig on the Rambam, and the Rambam agrees with that. The Ravid is Masig on the Rambam, and he says that it's not a Moide B'Miktsas. Because Halva and Pikadon are two different Tainas. He's not Moide B'Miktsas a Taina, because he's making a completely different Taina to what he's being Moide to. So we see that there's a Machloikis between the Rambam and the Ravid in the gather of Tviyas Choiv. The Rambam holds that the din of Tviya al Achoiv, whom we din Tviya shel Kol HaTorah, and even though Tviya of Kol HaTorah is on Mamon shelo, and V'gabei Chov HaMamon we shall haloive, Mikol Mokom Kevin Shemagia loy Oysam HaMois Al Ken Chashibi L'Kishaloi L'gabei Tviya. So as long as I'm being toiveya money, it doesn't matter why I'm being toiveyed, whether it's my money like a pikadon, or whether it's debt money that he owes me because I lent it to him. It doesn't matter. Moide b'miktsas is moide b'miktsas. Because it's all in the same category of chov, of tvi. I'm being toveya money that you owe me, that he owes me, that he owes the Reuven's being toveya Shimon. Doesn't matter why he's being toveya. The Chayvid holds, no, it's a different tvi. Chayvid svirelei de havi tvi'a mechudeshes, shein al etzem amomen, Ela al kiyum hachiyuv shemachuyiv lo. The kevin da hachiyuv hu elav, al kein shlo koyach tviya sheyekayim hachoyv. Ubeze yivur machloiksam. The Rambam sover, the tviya al amomen. The Rambam holds that it's tviya al amomen. And therefore the Rambam says, mali mischayiv mishum halvo mishum pikodim. The important thing is I'm getting, you owe me $100. And he says, no, I only owe you 50. What does it matter why? You owe me 100 because I lent it to you. No, I owe you 50 because you gave me a pikadon. The ikur is that there's mammon here. So there's a tviyas mammon. That's all that matters. The Ravid holds that the din tviya is on the kiyum achiyuv, that you have to fulfill your obligation. So I go up to the guy and I say to him, you owe me $100 because I lent you $100. And he says, I don't owe you $100. Because you lent me $100, I owe you $50 because there was a pikadon you gave me of $50. There's no shvuas moide b'miktsas because, according to the Rambam, he's being toveya the money. So at the end of the day, he's being toveya money. He's being moded of money. According to the Ravid, he's being toveya to be mekayim his chov. In other words, the malve is being toveya the loive to be mekayim his obligation. And the loive is saying, I'm b'chalal not a loive. So, elamayim a nifkat. That's two different tviyas, a pikadon and a halva. therefore it's nothing. So that's the machlokes Rambam Raivid. Is it a tviya al hamamon, or is it a tviya al ha choiv, kiyum achiyuv, the fulfillment of the obligation? The Rambam holds it's tviyas mamon, and therefore it doesn't matter why he's admitting to the mamon. The important is he's admitting to mamon. The Raivid holds, no, these are two different tainas, and therefore it's not considered moide b'miktsas. According to this, it would appear that the Rambam is l'shitasa. The Rambam holds that by mechilas milveh, there's nesinas kesef. Because he holds that tviyas chov is tviyas momen. Memela, b'mechilas choiv, hare hamalveh noisin laloiveh momen, hachoiv. V'shapri yeshka nesinas hakesef. This is considered giving money. Because when you're being toivea chov, you're being toivea money. And when you're being moichel b'chov, so then you're giving money. And that's why Rambam Zchiyu Matana 3:2, b'mechilas chov areizu matana me'amal v'laloive. So that's the Rambam. Rambam holds that Tviyas chov is tviyas mamin, mechilas chov is mechilas mamin, and therefore there's nesinas mamin here. The problem is that it's not davar hakayim lahanaspo; it's not extant to be nenefa. The chayvid is l'shitaso. He holds that tviyas chov is tviyas kiyum achiyuv. That when one is toveya chov, he's being toveh, he's demanding that the person fulfill his obligation. And therefore, when a person says to the woman, I'm being mochel the chov, or in a sale, he's not giving anything. He's just saying you don't have to fulfill your obligation. But it's not that he's giving mammon. The chayvid focuses on the obligation. The Rambam focuses on the money. So in Moedim Miktsas, the Rambam says it doesn't matter what the obligation is. The important thing is that there was hodav part of the money. So if he's moichel the money, so that's nesinas mammon. The chayvid holds that tviyas chov is fulfill your obligation. And mechila is being moichel on the obligation, but that's not mammon. That's just the obligation to fulfill the necessity to fulfill his obligation. But that's not considered nesinas mammon. And therefore, se'ar b'tnish doesn't work in kiddushin, and se'ar b'tnish doesn't work in mechila. And derech agav, with this we can explain another machlekes between the Rambam and the Raivid. The Rambam, Malve Veloive 6:3, writes, Hoyu Raboisai, Shamavis Chavei Rolach Zman Tova Choivoi, Vamar Aloive, Dur Bechatzei Reat Shachzi Lecha Choivcho, Reze Avak Ribis, Lefishaloi Kotzas Beshaas Halvo, Shenemar Loi Siten Loi Beneshech. Rambam says that my teachers ruled that if somebody lends his friend money, and then he says, give me my money back, and the loiva says, you know what, live in my courtyard, and then I'm going to meet, and then eventually I'll give you the money back. So he's going to get living in the courtyard in addition to the money that he lent. That's avak ribis. Why is it only avak ribis? Because he wasn't koitzeitz, they didn't make this ribis at the time of the halva. The chayvid is masig, and he says, chay roishi! Stark averter, strong words. Lo yafe hoiru. The Rambam's Rabbeim don't have it right. Shemigia zman apiron va'arvich leizimne. If the time for piron came and he extended the time, mishumahu dira kishas matan mos dami. That's like shas matan mos. So this is mamish ribis ktsutza. Because he gives man apiron, he extended the time for that dira. So it's like starting anew, and that's making the ribis at the time of the loan, which is a deraisa. It's not only avak ribis, it's ribis mamish. So it would seem that the Rambam and the Raivid are l'shitasa, and the Raivid l'shitasa holds there's not a tviyas simon, there's a tviyas chiyuvo shel aloive, the obligation of the loive. And therefore, if he's marviach zman, this is a new obligation. The first obligation was ended, and now he's marviach zman, now there's a new debt, new obligation. So memeila, the harvocha zman is a new halva, and it's ribis ketsutza. The Rambam holds the shitasa, the tefiyas in the mammon, and it's the same mammon. He's just extending in the time for the mammon, and memela it's not considered ribis ktsutza. So ad kan derech agav, close brackets. However, adayin tzorich iyun baze. Adayin ze lo barur kol tzorko. Lama? Ki Rashi holds like the Raivid. As Rabbeinu explains in the Shiurei Yun HaTalmidam Ksubis in Shiur Yud Ches, that Rashi is L'shitas HaKos B'shitas HaRaivid, that Tviyas Chov is not Tviyas Mamon, it's Tviyas Achiyuv. So why doesn't Rashi in our Sugya hold like the Raivid? In our Sugya, the Rashi holds that he is giving money. That by Mechilas Chov there's no Mesinas Kesef. So why does Rashi hold L'chora that by Mechilas Chov there is Nesinas Kesef? He's just bothered that it's not similar enough to stay Ephron. But he holds that it is Nesinas Kesef. Why is it Nesinas Kesef? He's just being mochel the obligation, but not the actual money. However, it appears that even though Rashi holds that Tviyas Chov is not Tviyas Mamon, it's Tviyas Chiyuv like the Raivid, nevertheless, he doesn't hold like the Raivid that the whole schus tviyas mitzad shiakayim alov is achiyuv elov. And because of this, his mechila is not considered nesinas mamon. But rather, Rashi holds that just like the halva is mechayiv the love to pay, so too the halva gives a din and a schus for the malve, shetzarich sheyishulam lo ba'avur ha'alva'a. V'kevan sheken, it gives the malve the rights that this debt should be paid to him. It's mechayev the love, and it empowers the malve. And since that's so, we can say that this din, this schus that the malve has, that he should be paid, is considered schus mamon. And when he's moichel the chov, there is a nesinas schus mamon, which is considered nesinas kesef l'skadesh, if not that it wasn't like stay Ephraim, or to make a chalois mechira. And with this, we can understand Rashi in Gittin 37, 36b. Vamra Rabbanan to Shamet, where he writes, "V'nimsa aloive gazlan alpian." When the loiv is not mishalim, it's considered gezel. Why? Because the malvez is chus mamin, and the loiv who's not paying is goizel. This chus mamin. So in other words, Rashi holds that it's not only a chus tviya, like the raivid, it's also for the malvez chus mamin. It's not that the loiv has to fulfill his obligation. It's that the malve has a schus mamin that he should be paid. So by imoichel the schus mamin, it's considered nesinas mamin. And Mimele Rashi holds that it can, in theory it's a mamin, just miskicha kicha mistei Ephron. Because of that, it doesn't work. Because it's not giving the yoiv midi b'shas kedushin. So what we'd like to do now is go a little deeper into Rashi. Rashi writes, the Alfinan Niste Ephron, the Vinan Shiyoiv Midi B'Shas Kedushin, Elohim Makadish Mimel Veinu Mekudeshes. So the Pshuta, the Biur, is that he has to give her Mamun Be'ein Mamish, like Ste Ephron, that he Mamish gave Mamun Be'ein, real live extant money. And Mechilas Mil was not Mechilas Mon Be'en. That's how you would learn Pshat in Rashi. However, it would appear that that's not Pshat in Rashi. Because we have later on 59a. Gabi Mekadesh. Kesef La'achar Lamed Yoim. Rav Shmuel Dami Tavayim Nekudeshes. Afal Pishen Es Achu Amois. So if one is Mekadesh Bekesef after 30 days, Rav and Shmuel both say she's Mekudesh even though the money has been consumed. Why? Because he gave it to her B'Torah as Kedushin? They weren't given Lohitzah, like a Halvor, Rashi says there, but in order to do Kedushin, and therefore when she consumes the money, when she spends the money, she's spending her own money. And then when the time comes, she's mikudeshes. So it's mashma midivrei Rashi. The cave and the nosam ma'amos b'toyras kedushin choshuv ki'ilu ha'mois be'ein u'lahachi mahani. Since he gave her the money as kedushin, it's like the money is still there. It wasn't lo'itza nitna. It was the Kiddushin. So when the 30 days are up, then it's as if the moment is still Bain. As Tosis explains in Yevamos 93a. And Ksubis 82a. Dibur HaMaschil Hodam Ra'at Me'achshav. And Amir Tzashem, in a future shir, we are going to explain Li Neder, why it's like the Mosar Be'ein. I'm very excited about discussing that sugi with you, with my sweet friends. The sugi of Nis'achlu Amois. Very, very exciting sugi. So, stay tuned for that. The Lineder. Now, if we say that the Alfusa from Stay Ephron is that we require Kesef Be'ein Mamish, so Nis'achlu Amos is not Be'ein Mamish. So how does that work? So you see Al-Koponim from Nis'ach, the sugi of Nis'achlu Amos, that you don't need Kesef Be'ein Mamish. So therefore, we'd like to go in a different derech and explain as follows that the explanation of the Alfusa Mistei Ephron is, the Limud from Stei Ephron is, that Gabei Choyv Av Sheyesh Lo Din Bailus Al Amom and Amechuyav Lo Adas HaRambam V'Rashi. Yes, he has a Din Bailus on the moment that he's owed, and therefore it's considered Nesinas Mos. Nevertheless, that's a Din Bailus on the moment of the Loive. And that's not effective by Kiddushin. We require that it should be Dumiya Distei Ephron, that Avram gave Mammon that was his Mammon! And therefore Mechilas Chov, that he gives her Mammon, is not effective for Kiddushin. So yes, he has Bailus over Mammon, and he's being Moichel this Mammon, but it's not his Mammon, it's her Mammon. And Avram gave his Mammon. Mashenken, if he was Makadish b'mos, lachal yam lamed yoim, that the mos were not given to her, that they should be hers, but rather the skadish b'hem, there it's considered as if she still has the mos kedushin shel abal, as we are going to explain in a future shir. Please stay tuned. And because of this, shapir domi l'stei Ephron, that's good, that's enough like stei Ephron, when he gives her money. Because there after the 30 days are up, it's as if he has money, his money, not her money. But in the case of Halva, it's over her money that he has bailus. And that doesn't work. It has to be his money. Alright, so we learned Mamish. It was like a whole candy store of chidushim we had over here. We have the Machlokas Rambam Raivid. Does this work by Mechir or not? Rambam holds a Makadish with a milvah, one can buy a field. It's a special din in Kedushin. The Chayvid holds no. We saw their machloikes about Moide b'miktsas. The Rambam holds as long as he's Moide b'miktsas moment, even if it's different moment, it's considered Moide b'miktsas because the Rambam focuses on the money. And the Chayvid says no, if it's a different tviya, there's no Moide b'miktsas. The Chayvid focuses on the debt, on the obligation. And the Mele here also, when he's Moichel, Rambam holds he's being Moichel the money. And the Chayvid holds he's being Moichel this, the woman's obligation to repay him, but that's not money. And therefore, it doesn't work for Kedushin or for Milvah. And that's how we also explained, if one extends a loan, and he lets the person live in his courtyard, he lets the person who lent him the money live in his courtyard, the Rambam holds it's not Ribbis Ketzutza, the Chayvid holds that it is, because the Rambam holds that we focus on the money, it's the same money. The Chayvid holds we focus on the obligation, on the debt, and it's a new debt. So it's Ribbis Ketzutza that they made a new debt now. And then we saw Pshat and Rashi that there's two inyanim here. There's yes, there's a Tviyas Chiyu, but there's also Mammon. That he has a schus that he should be paid the malvin, that's considered mammon, so by being moichel he's giving her money. And then we said pshat and yalfinim mistei efren is not that he has to give her money be'ein, because then esachlu amos lachal lamed wouldn't work, but rather pshat is that he has to have bailus over money that's his. The money he's giving her has to be his money, and if it's a milv, that's not his money, but nesachlu, because it's already hers, lotza nitna, see, it's bailus over her money that she has to give it back, but it's her money. And that doesn't work. Masha enkein when it comes to kitshib amos la'achar lamid, there was given as kedushin, so that works. It's as if the money is still there. And amir to Hashem, we will continue seeing the flows mitaras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved.